It's Monday. Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com today. And here's your sports. For another good Super Bowl, another great finish, another Eli Manning engineered comeback, and another New York Giants Super Bowl win. The Giants executing another flawless fourth quarter rally climaxed their comeback season with a 21-7 victory over the New England Patriots to win Super Bowl 46. Remember, this is a team that lost 5 out of 6 games in the second half of the season and had to beat the Dallas Cowboys in the last regular season game even to make the playoffs. They're the champs again. It gives the Giants their fourth Super Bowl title, their second in 4 years. They also beat the Patriots 17-14 in Super Bowl 42. MVP Eli Manning once again won up Tom Brady in the battle of Super Bowl quarterbacks. Here's Manning.
We've had great fourth quarters in the whole second half. Defense did a great job offensively. We were driving the ball. It was tough getting touchdowns. But there at the end when we needed one, we needed a big drive. Some guys stepped up, made some outstanding plays, and just a great feeling tonight.
Manning Cooley directed the Giants on a game-winning 9-play, 88-yard drive in the final minutes, and that culminated with Ahmad Bradshaw's 6-yard TD run with 57 seconds left.
Second down, handoff Bradshaw. He runs up the middle, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping, but he went in for the touchdown.
And why not?
It'll go down, though, as one of the best throws and catches in Super Bowl history. It led to the touchdown, 38-yard completion to Mario Manningham.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Finds the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. The officials say he got his feet in at the Patriot at midfield.
Wow.
Right in front of Bill Belichick, 38-yard pass play.
The Patriots had one last desperation try, last play of the ball game.
5 seconds to play. Shotgun snap will go to Brady. He's in the pocket. He moves up. He winds up. He bobs left. He bobs right. He winds up and throws an arching pass. It goes in the end zone. It's a jump ball. It's deflected. Oh, Gronkowski almost had it. It's incomplete. The ball flutters incomplete. And the Giants are Super Bowl 46 champions, winning a dramatic Super Bowl with the win 21-17 over the New England Patriots.
Giants raced out to an early 9-0 lead, but Brady and the Pats regrouped, scored the next 17 points. Brady set a Super Bowl record by completing 16 straight passes. That broke Joe Montana's 1990 record, but the Giants win it. Manning talked about the defense.
I knew offensively we were moving the ball. We just weren't getting touchdowns. You know, we kept getting close, but our defense was playing tough. I knew eventually they'd get a turnover. They'd get us a break. Sure enough, they did, and they played great there at the end, getting us the win.
Giants are now 4-2 in Super Bowls. Another member of the winning team is Victor Cruz.
It's amazing, man. I don't even have any words for it, man. Just to come to everything, I battled through so much adversity, man. So much stuff. People tried to knock me back, tell me I couldn't do it, tell me I wasn't good enough, I wasn't fast enough, I wasn't strong enough. But I'm here now, and the confetti falling down on my face, and I'm about to get fitted for a ring pretty soon.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick talked.
We competed hard. We played well. We came up a couple of plays short. Giants are a good football team. They made a few more plays than we did, but I didn't think there was really any area of our team that didn't compete well. It wasn't competitive with them. We ended up a couple of plays short.
And that was Super Bowl 46. Aggie basketball tonight at Reed Arena. Big Monday. It's the Aggies and the Longhorns. Tip-off will be a little bit after 8 o'clock. The Aggies pretty much have to run the table in the regular season if they're going to have a real chance at going back for a 7th straight NCAA tournament. That's after they lost 64-53 on the road to Kansas State on Saturday. In the game, the lead changed 7 times, but with the Aggies up by 2 with 14-17 to play, the Wildcats went on a 25-5 run, and they led by 17. This is a game that the Aggies led by 10 in the first half. Elston Turner led A&M with 18 points. He said it's still tough playing without Dash Harris and Chris Middleton.
It's big. I mean, you're talking about two of our best players, and when they're not in the game, you know, or just anybody, you know, we have a 8-9 man rotation right now, and you know, a lot of young players, so it's just hard, especially in this environment. You know, it's going to be a battle, and you know, and on the road, you have to play 40 minutes hard and smart if you want to win.
18th-ranked Aggie women's basketball team led from start to finish and beat Kansas 62-51 at Reed Arena on Saturday night. Sydney Carter talked about the newfound chemistry on this team.
It's nice to finally kind of get that with this team. We've been waiting so long to finally just say, you know, we're clicking and we're gelling. And, you know, it's so much of a transition from last year when we just, you know, we knew each other like the back of our hands. And so it's so important for us to get back to that, because I think that carried us so long, and that was a key reason why we won last year. So if we can keep this chemistry rolling and continue to trust each other, then I think we'll be very hard to beat.
Kelsey Bone scored 26 points and had 8 rebounds in the Aggies' 16th win of the year. They're 7-3 in the Big 12. They'll host Kansas State on Wednesday night. And finally, the A&M women's tennis team spoiled LSU's season home opener and handed the Tigers their first loss of the season, beat them 5-2 in Baton Rouge this past weekend. And that's your look at sports. Everybody have a great day. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.